You know how much we all love St. Clements? I mean, who doesn't love spending some time up at Grand Marais this summer? And lately, you've been asking us about the future of housing there. Well, guess what? We got our hands on the new housing needs assessment for the RM. And trust me, it's way more interesting than just looking at spreadsheets. We're talking big aha moments here.
That's right. This report isn't just about numbers, you know. It gives us a glimpse into what the future of this community could look like. And even for someone like me who's been studying these housing trends for a long time, I gotta be honest, I was surprised by some of the stuff they found.
Okay, so before we get into the details, for those of us who haven't been lucky enough to spend a summer weekend at Grand Beach, no judgment, of course, but seriously, add it to the bucket list. What makes St. Clements so special?
All right, so picture this. The Red River, winding its way through the RM. You got the historic town of East Selkirk right there. And then, boom, you've got this like resort town vibe with Grand Marais.
I love that.
Yeah, it's this fascinating combination of rural life, but with a vacation destination feel. And that's just scratching the surface.
And getting that identity right is super important because that's what this housing needs assessment is really trying to figure out,
You
right?
got it. It's not just about how many houses they have. This is about figuring out who's going to be living in St. Clements in the years to come, what those folks are going to need.
It's like a crystal ball, but for houses.
Exactly.
I love it. And speaking of the future, this report showed a pretty big jump in population in St. Clements, bigger than what we're seeing across the rest of Manitoba.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're seeing something like a 6.5% increase since that last census, which, if you think about it, is double the growth from the time before that and way higher than the average for the whole province.
6.5%. So new people are definitely finding their way to St. Clements, but I'm guessing it can't be as simple as just like building a bunch more houses and calling it a day.
You're right about that. And this is where our deep dive gets super interesting. See, this growth isn't spread out evenly across the whole RM. What we're really talking about is a South St. Clements boom. And when that happens, it can really mess with housing prices and demand.
Right, because if everybody wants the same piece of the pie, things are going to get competitive and probably expensive.
Yeah.
So what happens then? Do they just build even more houses specifically in South St. Clements?
Well, even if they did that, and even if we only look at what happens if the population grows kind of slow, get this. They're going to need to build over 1,300 new places to live by the year 2041.
1,300. I mean, that's like what? A whole new neighborhood, if not more?
Yeah.
Talk about a construction boom, but there's got to be a catch,
Now,
right?
there's always a catch.
There's always a catch.
And this one's pretty big. Remember how we were talking about how this isn't just about counting houses, it's about who lives them? Well, St. Clements is getting older as a community. And fast. I mean, 39% of the people living there are about to retire or already are.
Whoa. That's a lot higher than just 10 years ago. So, what does that mean for their housing needs? Are we going to see a bunch of retirement communities popping up? Granny flats, as far as the eye can see?
Oh, that's something to think about, that's for sure. Because let's face it, different people need different kinds of housing. Older folks, they might want smaller places that are easier to look after and get around in, right? But then you have young families who need more space to grow.
Okay, so we've got more people, an older community, and a ton of new houses that need to be built. But something tells me there's one more piece to this puzzle. St. Clements has a pretty unique housing style, don't they?
You took the words right out of my mouth. 85% of homes in St. Clements are single-family detached houses. Now, compare that to the rest of Manitoba, which has way more variety, like apartments,
And
townhouses.
so on, So we're basically talking about a community where almost every house is that classic standalone house with a yard. Sounds pretty nice, actually, but what does it really mean for someone who maybe isn't ready to buy a house or doesn't want a huge lawn to mow every weekend?
Oh, you're so right. You're getting at something super important. It's about having options. And affordability, of course. I mean, think about it. Single-family homes are great, don't get me wrong, but they're usually more expensive to build, right? And definitely more expensive to buy. So if that's like the main type of housing, it's tough for some people to even find a place to live, let alone really thrive. Young people just starting their careers, families on a budget, even people who are downsizing when they retire. They're all going to feel that squeeze.
It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You need different shapes and sizes to fit everybody in. And speaking of fitting into a budget, this report really gets into the cost of housing in St. Clements. What they found is, well, it's pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, to say the least. More than a third of the people living in St. Clements are spending more than 30% of what they make on housing. That's like the breaking point, right?
Yeah. Like
anything more than that, and it's considered unaffordable. That means a lot of folks are really having to make their budget work just to keep a roof over their heads.
That's a huge chunk of the community. And it's probably not just those folks who are considered low income, right?
No, not at all. What's really worrying is even people with what you'd consider like average incomes are having trouble affording to live in St. Clements. Now, imagine being a teacher or working as a nurse, you know, earning a decent living and still having to make these tough choices because so much is going towards rent or mortgage payments.
Yeah. It's like this hidden pressure that affects the whole community.
Yeah.
So what's the answer? Is it just building more affordable places to live?
Well, that's definitely part of it. But this report also brings up some pretty big challenges that St. Clements is dealing with.
Yeah.
Some of them you might recognize if you've been paying attention to what's going on with housing in general.
Okay. Lay it on me. What are we up against?
Well, first, those interest rates everyone's talking about, they hit smaller communities like St. Clements especially hard. And then there's the cost of building anything these days. Materials, labor, you name it, it's all skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, St. Clements development fees are higher than in the areas around them, which isn't going to make it very appealing to developers who would come in and build.
Ouch. So it's like they're trying to climb this mountain, but someone keeps making the trail steeper. But you're not going to leave us hanging on a cliffhanger, are you? There's got to be some good news somewhere.
Oh, there's always hope. And this report actually gives us a little bit of that. They suggest looking into things like the Housing Accelerator Fund, which is money that's meant to encourage building more types of affordable housing.
Okay, so there could be funding out there. But money obviously isn't a magic solution. They still have to figure out what they're going to build, where they're going to build it, and honestly, how to get it all done fast enough to make a difference. Remember that whole 1,300 new homes by 2041 thing?
Oh, yeah. About that. This number really surprised me. If they keep building houses at the rate they are now, it'll take St. Clements almost 30 years to meet those housing needs they're predicting. Talk about cutting it close.
Yikes. That's not even cutting it close. That's almost missing the deadline. So they need to speed things up. But how? Where do they even start?
Well, here's where this report gets super specific and honestly kind of genius. They're saying St. Clements needs to build what they call missing middle housing.
Missing middle. Now that's a new one. What in the world is that?
It's a really cool concept. It basically means all those types of housing that fall somewhere between those big single family homes and giant apartment blocks. Townhouses, duplexes, maybe even low-rise apartments here and there, tucked into the neighborhoods they already have.
So basically, they need more variety in their housing. Makes sense. But what's so special about this missing middle housing? Is it just about having more options at different price points?
Oh, that's a huge part of it, for sure. It gives people who can't afford a detached house more choices. But it goes even further than that. This kind of housing actually creates a community that's more diverse and resilient, which are good things.
So instead of just having one type of housing in St. Clements that only works for a certain group of people, you've got all these different choices that can work for people at different points in their lives, different budgets, you know, even just different lifestyles and preferences. It's like building a better ecosystem.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And a more exciting one, if you ask me. Think about it. A mix of housing types, it usually attracts a more interesting bunch of people, too.
Right.
You got young professionals coming in with fresh ideas, families putting down roots. Older folks who've been there, done that, sharing what they know. It just creates a community that's more lively and energetic.
Yeah.
You know?
And hopefully a community that's more adaptable and tough, right?
Yeah.
Because if everybody's coming from the same place and dealing with the same problems, it wouldn't take much, like an economic downturn or a housing crisis, to really shake things up.
That is such a good point. Having different kinds of people in every way is so key for making communities that are strong and can roll with the punches. And with housing, that means having options for everyone, no matter how much they make or where they are in life. It's about building a place where people can not just afford to live, but afford to really live well.
It's like they say, a rising tide lifts all boats. If you've got a community where everyone's got a fair shot at finding a decent place to live, everyone wins in the end.
100%. And this isn't just some nice idea either.
Right.
There's actual research that shows that places with different types of housing actually have economies that do better. People have better access to things like schools and healthcare. Just overall, the quality of life is better. Everybody wins.
So we've talked about a lot today. Population growth, what happens when a community gets older, how tough it can be to afford housing, and how important it is to have lots of different housing options. But I think what's really sticking with me is how this report goes way beyond the numbers.
Me too. It's easy to get lost in all those stats and figures, but at the heart of it, this is really about people's lives. It's about creating somewhere where everybody feels like they belong, like they matter, and like they can build a good life for themselves and their family.
It's like you said before, this report is like a window into St. Clement's future. But it's not just about predicting what will happen, it's about choosing what we want to see happen.
I couldn't agree more. This report is just the first step.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the people who live there, the leaders, the people making the rules, to come together and decide what kind of future they want for St. Clement's.
And that's where you come in, dear listener. We've taken you on this deep dive into the world of housing needs, looked at the unique challenges and exciting possibilities right here in St. Clement's, and hopefully got you thinking about things in new ways. But this is a two-way street.
We want to hear from you. What really struck a chord with you today? Have you noticed similar things happening in your own community? And what kind of future do you see for St. Clement's, or really any community, trying to figure out these complicated housing issues?
This isn't the end of the conversation. Head over to our website or find us on social media. Share what's on your mind, connect with other listeners, and let's keep this going. As always, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive, where we go deep on the stuff that matters. Together, catch you next time.